Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good producing by Jimmy. You see what he's doing here. I mentioned Rio, Beaches of Rio, and he's playing Rio by Duran Duran. You're muted, Crowder.
Very clever.
I was giving you a chance to figure it out on your own.
Very clever.
I want to get to headlines here because Omar Kelly is going to join us this hour, and I won't have enough time to talk Dolphins with him, being that it's a Football Friday. But I was just looking at David Fironis's column about the Dolphins in the Sun Sentinel, and you're going to love this, man. Because Anthony Weaver had his press conference today.
Mm-hmm.
And the headline in the Sun Sentinel is Dolphins DC Anthony Weaver sends impassioned message of playing with violence.
Hey, here we go.
Which I know you love. I'm just reading the first couple of graphs here. After three games in which the Dolphins have allowed more than 30 points, defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver sent a clear, impassioned message at his Friday news conference. The defense is going to change its attitude, and the key word in the change, violence. Quote, all of our problems that we need to solve can be solved through violence, Weaver said Friday. Yeah, they want to legislate it out of the game, but we play defensive football. And in defensive football, at some point, you draw a line in the sand and you say, I'm going to set the edge. I'm going to stick my helmet under that guy's chin. I'm going to set the edge. I'm going to violently take the ball away. And that's what we need to do.
Hmm. And that's what good defenses do. That's what good ball clubs do. That's how the Ravens play. You know the Lions. You don't think Dan Campbell is teaching violence up there?
He loves violence.
He beats up his door. He pulls it the wrong way and breaks the doorknob off to leave the house in the morning. I know, and it's not. I respect the concussions and injuries of players and IRs and all that. If you're not playing defense with violence, you're not a good defense.
I knew you were going to like that. So we'll see if there's a difference Monday night in the intensity level.
Huck, when you come across the middle, you catch it, you get a reception, get your rib almost broken. That next time you're coming across there, you're not looking for the ball.
Alligator arms.
Yeah, little alligator arms. Man, I love it. Anthony Weaver, I'm back on your side with this message.
All right, let's do headlines so we have enough time with Omar. Headlines brought to you by Doral VW. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater.
What?
Prices are falling so fast, it's like a receiver going against the middle in Dolphins linebackers.
they count that one.
Volkswagens priced like they lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one.
Yesterday, we played Tua Tagovailoa's comments regarding criticism from people in the media. Cam Newton was mentioned by Joe Shad, who asked the question. We played Tua's response. Tua's gotten a lot of heat since he said those comments, specifically because it appeared like he questioned Cam Newton and talked about guys with a clicker. Obviously, I know Cam Newton played in the NFL. Today, Cam Newton was on First Take along with Ryan Clark and Stephen A. Smith. Stephen A. Smith, I don't know if you guys watched the clip or not. I know it's on social media now, but I watched it live. Stephen A. Smith blasted Tua Tagovailoa, and he stood up for Cam Newton. And he said, you know, why is he talking to you like if you didn't take the Panthers to 15-1 record, a Super Bowl berth, like you weren't an NFL league MVP, which he points out Tua has never been. Why is he talking about you like you're me? Those are Stephen A. Smith's words. Ryan Clark questioned whether, you know, why the media, the sports media in Miami, the local media, is asking Tua the right questions or not. Why are they asking him about Cam's comments? And why aren't they asking him about why he's struggling against zone defenses? Which I think is a little unfair because he was asked more than just that one question. Cam Newton's response, I thought, was very measured. And he started it off with saying, I'm having a hard time believing he was referring to me in reference of the clicker. He took it as a more general response from Tua regarding critics in the media, which, again, Omar pointed this out today. If you listen to the full question from Joe Shad, Cam's name was kind of thrown in there like at the very end, just totally as an example.
Agree. Yes, yeah. Totally agree.
And I just think right now, we've talked about it. Tua, McDaniel, anybody on an 0-3 team with high expectations, whatever they say, people are just going to, they're going to poke holes in it because they're just sick of them losing. And I think that was a case of some of that backlash yesterday with Tua.
This is one of those examples, by the way, of when you're 0-3, there is no proper answer you can give where everyone's going to go, oh, he nailed it. The only thing you can say is like what Anthony Weaver just said, which is we got to get violent. Like, okay, I'm with that. Yeah. But then you go, well, why didn't you preach that game one? Where was that? Mm-hmm. How come you waited till game four to start saying to play tough defense? You can do that too. But with Tua, I said it yesterday when it happened. I do understand him being fed up with criticism from guys like me. Well, I don't know how to play quarterback. Like, he's right. Like, yeah, go out there and do it. Doesn't mean that I can't acknowledge he doesn't look like the quarterback I was supporting 2 years ago. Like, that, there's no falsehood in that. But when it came to Cam Newton, yeah, if he was referring to Cam as the guy with the clicker, that's a little off-putting because Cam's done it and done it better. So, but I don't think he was really answering that.
And I think Tua, I'm not, you know, I usually take the player side on these things, but Tua's getting angry. And like, to your point, I don't care who's evaluating the film. You're watching him not play to the level you're used to him playing. This whole way, you know, Belichick didn't play football. Nick Saban didn't play football. Like, you can watch and evaluate football when you've watched it and you've studied it. And he's not playing well, and he's getting angry. And Tua used to never get angry. Even when Brian Flores was messing him over and benching him and treating him like a little China doll, he would just, you know, he would kind of play into it or do the player speak. He's getting mad because of the 0-3 start and him not looking up to the point. So I don't care who's evaluating him. I could, little Chan is 13, 14, can watch him and say, man, he's not making many plays. They're not throwing the ball deep at all. You can see that. Anybody can see. They're not throwing the ball over 20 yards. Why is an NFL team not taking any deep shots? You don't need to be Vince Lombardi to figure that out.
But to be fair, Crowder, I'm with you, by the way. But to be fair, and I'm guilty of this. Yesterday, the only clip I heard from Tua was the clip that we played, which is the 30-second clip of him saying, oh, well, you know, anybody with a clicker thinks they can play. Tua yesterday outright said, if you watch the full press conference, which I since have, I've got to be better. I'm not playing to the standard that I hold myself to. So I just think a lot of people saw that comment, heard that comment, and were like, oh, Tua's being petty. Tua's calling people out now because he's 0-3. And to be fair, like, we took a 30-second clip and made our own determining factors about what Tua's feeling, when in reality, he is saying those things you're saying. Like, I'm not playing well.
Yeah, yeah. But to say anybody can have a clicker, not everybody play NFL quarterback. Not everybody can play professional sports, period. Not everybody can hit a baseball coming 100 miles per hour. Not everybody can stop a puck coming in a slap shot. Like, like I said, he's getting frustrated. And it's showing in his press conferences. I'm with you where you take stuff, you know, you want clickbait. So they got clickbait.
Right.
But his frustration is getting up, and I'm worried about where it's going to go because he's getting frustrated. And this is a new Tua. Somebody was like, the new Tua, they love the new Tua. I don't like the new Tua. He just take it easy, buddy.
I want to talk more about Quiznos.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Why did we all love Quiznos so much, and then collectively we all hated it at the same time? And when I say all, I'm saying all of America. We all fell in love with Quiznos. They had to build one. They had to build a Quiznos every 30 seconds in your neighborhood to keep up with the demand. And then we all got tired of it at the same time. How's that? Toast is still popular. So toasted bread works. Why did we all get tired of Quiznos at the same time?
Because they had it's toasted. And then you know what Subway and Publix did? They went and got toasters and made a better sub.
I never get a sub toasted. The only place I ever got a sub toasted. Now, my son gets it toasted at Publix all the time. He likes the toasted bread. I never get a sub toasted ever. But when I went to Quiznos, I was like, toasty. Like I liked it. I don't know why I got tired of it.
Did we get tired of it though? Truthfully, I never did. It just closed. So I had
well,
no
didn't they all close because we got tired of it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess.
I mean, I can't imagine they closed because they were more popular than ever.
No, but I'm just saying, like, they made enough money. You're grouping me into a group of people that I don't want to be grouped with, Hawk. I didn't grow tired of Quiznos. Every time they put that little sub on the toaster and that son of a bitch came out the other end, I was happy as hell. So don't blame me for Quiznos' demise. I was going mesquite, chicken, and bacon at Quiznos any opportunity I could get, bro.
I don't know.
They had a pepper bar.
Did they?
They had a pepper bar.
I'm not so certain.
I'm telling you.
What do you mean? They had a pepper bar.
Like what the commercial said, they have a pepper bar.
Yeah.
I don't recall them having a pepper bar.
That's not a sustainable business structure. We have a pepper bar.
Well, it's nice, though, regardless if it's a sustainable business structure or not. I mean, a pepper bar is unique.
What really happened is Americans aren't able to wait for things. Because Quiznos, the reality is you had to wait like 2 minutes for your sub to get toasted. And then Subway's like, hey, we're just going to nuke it in 30 seconds. And then here's your sub. Expedited.
I got you. Antifa.
But Publix subs line seem to be okay. And theirs takes a while.
That's true. We wait for those lines. Anyway, yeah, go ahead. Let's finish up the headlines because I want to talk to Omar about all this stuff. I just had that stuck in my head. We all love Quiznos. And then we were all like, yeah, we're okay. Close every Quiznos at the same time.
It's different at Publix, though, because you're shopping. Like, you're there already. You're shopping. You know you're going to the supermarket. You know you're going to spend time at the supermarket. Fine.
Yeah.
I'll jump
it's
in
like
line.
The worst thing if you go into, like, I would never order a Publix sub anymore if I didn't get it off the app. Never. I will not stand in that line. The problem is half the times I order it on the app, it's not ready. And they have a line 7 people long. And then you have to get in the line because you don't want to be rude. And you go, hey, I put it on the app and it said it was going to be ready at 1:15. And they look at the thing and they go, oh, yeah, I got it right here. I'm going to make it. And then I go, you know what? Had I not put it on the app and just gotten here in line, I'd have my sub already instead of doing the app. Now I did 18 different things.
When they say your name, it pisses me off. Hey, I ordered a sub. Channing, right?
Yeah.
Well, if you already know my name, you should have put this damn thing together before you got this lady right here sub together. Right. Mine's been sitting there for 20 minutes.
Right.
Yeah. Pub subs are not going anywhere. Something was structurally wrong with Quiznos. Maybe they overscaled too fast.
They definitely did. There were too many of them. There were.
Yes, that's there probably were. What happened.
They put 3 up in my house.
Yeah, Devontae Adams with Taco Bell.
I mean, that's crazy. Yeah, but 3 of them.
I'm going to the Quiznos on the West Wing today.
All right, guys. Tonight, the Marlins, they're going to host the New York Mets. You can knock the Mets out of the playoffs. Mets control their own destiny. Final 3 games of the Marlins season, now that they're officially eliminated from playoff contention, begins tonight at Lone Depot Park.
Lon, I can't believe you had time to go into the AOL internet chat room. Yeah, I said internet.
Internet.
He wrote a message here while he was delivering the headline. Quiznos was deaf better than Subway, but Hungry Bear is the GOAT.
Can't believe I'm going to say this, but, and I love Hungry Bear.
Oh my God, he's turned on Hungry Bear. He won't admit that he turned on Quiznos, which went out of business 12 years ago. He's about to turn on Hungry Bear.
I'm not turning on it, but it's fallen off a little bit. It has.
Wow.
And all my true Kendall lights, I believe you dig deep, a little self-reflection, you would agree with me.
Wow.
You know what? La Spada's hits every time.
Hits every time.
Yep.
But La Spada's gets you strictly because they throw the meat across the counter into the bread.
It's a dinner show.
Yeah, no, I mean, they could literally defecate into their hand, but you throw it across.
Not so sure.
Not too much? No. Too much?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Not so sure.
Let me get the doo-doo sub. No, Jack, that ain't going over well.
Speaking of the Marlins, a list of the top-selling Major League Baseball jerseys for 2025 this season was released. Do you want to guess which player topped that list for the 3rd consecutive season?
What sport is this again? I wasn't listening.
Inter Miami plays tomorrow.
I wasn't listening. What was it?
MLB, Hawk, and Major League Baseball.
Oh, Matt Mervis.
The most famous?
Inter Miami plays tomorrow. I mean, if you're not going to look at the headlines, I'll just move on.
I was reading.
I'm guessing Matt Mervis. Am I right
Matt
or wrong?
No, you're right. Yeah, Matt Mervis. Matt Mervis led Major League Baseball for jersey sales for the 3rd consecutive season. You're right.
Oh, Shohei. Judge.
Inter Miami plays tomorrow at Toronto FC.
Well, it's got to be one of those guys, no?
It's Shohei Ohtani. Yeah.
It was not Mervis.
Inter Miami plays tomorrow. Not Bryce Harper. Your weather right now in South Florida, some clouds moving in. There's a 30% chance of rain. Back to you guys.
All right. Tell us about Delaware Chicken Farm, Crowder, while Omar Kelly gets ready to join us and talk some Miami Dolphins. Tell us about good food.
I'm telling you, don't buy good food. Somewhere that's been around in Hollywood, Florida area since 1951. They know what they're doing. It is Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. My man, Jose, the owner, there's been staff there since I've been going since 05. Y'all got to get to Delaware for all your delicious food. The lamb, the beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey, lobster, shrimp, fish, alligator, oysters, scallops, clams, crabs. They have it all. Don't want to cook? They have burgers. They have sandwiches. They have fried chicken. They have roasted chicken. They have all the sides there, too. Crowder powder is in there, so you get all your meat. You put the best seasoning on it. You cooking anything up? Y'all got to go to DelawareChicken.com. All I just rattled off is 10% of the menu. DelawareChicken.com. Oh, the smoked fish dip. Smoked tuna dip. It's crazy. Buffalo chicken dip is amazing. DelawareChicken.com. Find out what you want and call them in advance, 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Place your order. It'll be package ready when you get there. Curbside delivery is available. They'll bring it out to the car because all they want to do is get delicious food back to your tailgate, watch party, family dinner, romantic dinner, your wedding, your pool parties, eating by yourself. Get the best, freshest, best-priced food in South Florida, and that's Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. They're located on 441, one block south of Sterling Road. When y'all get down there, grab your Crowder powder and tell them Crowder sent you.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You have Tua, you can make Tua Tartar.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
A football Friday. Feels like a football Friday now. Good choice of music, Jimmy. Omar Kelly is going to join us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Before we talk football, I always remind you the best place to get geared up is Canesware in Davie or online at canesware.com. Omar Kelly, he is a columnist for the Miami Herald. He covers the Miami Dolphins. We always enjoy talking to him. You can hear him on Game Day Uncensored as well with Solana and Tobin. And I'm going to start here, Omar, because, and we had just talked about it in the last segment, some people thought Tua's answer yesterday regarding criticism from fans and writers and Cam Newton specifically was a little odd. Do you have any problems with the way Tua handled himself at the podium yesterday?
For those who took offense to him questioning Cam Newton, you have to pay attention to the context of the question that was asked, because you got to know Tua, and he lives in an insulated world where he does not watch ESPN. He does not pay attention to the media, does not have social media. Only time he hears about things that's going on in terms of the talk about him is from his teammates in the locker room and from Ann Nolan, who is their media relations person. He said this a number of times, and this is true. You can say anything to Tua and he'd be like, I have no idea. You could say that Charlie Kirk got killed and he wouldn't have any idea. So the question was initially started about, do you have a problem with people bringing up your salary every time they criticize you, which who wouldn't, number one. And then it flipped to, well, I don't know what you're talking about. Well, Cam Newton's the last guy that just did it, bringing up your salary. And then his response is about, you know, everybody thinks it's so easy to play quarterback. It's not. And this is the second time he's done it. It's probably the second time that's caught him a lot of flack. But he stands on that, where it's like, people think this is easy. It's not easy. But also pay attention to, in the entire interview, Tua probably spent 8 minutes of 12-minute interview criticizing himself, pointing out where he can get better, saying he acknowledging that he's lost some of his athleticism because of his surgical procedures, talking about how he does need to take more shots downfield, talking about, this offensive struggles, this team struggles is on me. Nobody wants to hear that because it's not sensational. Let's be real about it.
Yeah. But he seems like he's getting a little more spicy than he used to be. Is it frustration? Because it seems like he's not saying everything he wants to say.
No, Tua's generally very candid and very honest. I think what's happening, and me and my media peers, we have discussed this at depth. These Dolphins players, this team, they're very sensitive. And obviously when you're 0-3, and you were part of 2007, and you know, remember when I used to come in the locker room? Why y'all stink, Channing? When y'all going to get a win?
Ain't nobody trying to hear that.
Yeah, y'all was not looking for me. Like, here you come again with the same, you know. And so people are getting on edge right now. I mean, I really encourage everybody to watch the Anthony Weaver press conference today when they finally put it up. I mean, he was nearly in tears talking about his defense and playing with violence. This is a violent game and communication. He was talking about how my demeanor, I'm calm. But it's getting to the point now where I'm like losing my composure and I have to stay composed. It was, I mean, nearly in tears talking about a defense, Channing. Yeah. So it was that emotional. And you know, we say if there was a campaign speech given for interim coach roles, that was the campaign speech. Because who doesn't know that this Dolphins team, they need to stop being a little bit
timid. Timid is the word.
Okay, timid. Timid is, yes. They need to stop being a little bit timid and play with some aggression, some physicality. Be aggressive. And maybe if they did that, they would sort of start to turn the tide a little bit.
I'll go back to Tua for a second, Omar, because you've defended Tua over the past couple of weeks and defended the process that Tua has, as we've seen from Tua. And, you know, he said it straight up. I listened to the entire press conference where he says he's not playing up to the standard he thinks he needs to play. And I wonder, do you think it's as simple as just saying, hey, Tua has regressed as a quarterback for whatever reason, whether it's personnel, whether it's the fact that, you know, it's the hip injury or his ankle injuries, injuries in general, or do you just think he's regressed in the past couple games and in the short term, but there's still a possibility for him to get back to, I use 2023 Tua because that's when he was at his best. I wonder, like, has Tua regressed, period, blanket statement, or Tua has not played well this season, he can still get back to being that quarterback?
The offense in general has regressed from 2003. We're talking about an offense that was number one in the NFL. It was the hottest thing since smoke and, you know, whatever Q knows that y'all were talking about, like little hot sandwich, which, by the way, I've never eaten that ever in my life.
Quiznos?
I've never
eaten Quiznos.
I'm not a sandwich guy, so yeah, no, never eaten Quiznos.
Wow.
But I
Quiznos.
I'm not a Subway guy or La Spada's guy. I don't eat sandwiches.
You don't eat sandwiches? What kind of statement is that?
Sandwiches.
What kind of statement is that? Everybody eats sandwiches.
I don't eat sandwiches. I don't. I do not make that. That's credit. Channing, do you eat sandwiches?
I do eat sandwiches, though.
Everyone eats sandwiches. What do you mean you don't
leave me on the island?
What about a burger? You eat a burger? That's a sandwich.
Come on. A burger's not a sandwich. A burger's a burger.
A hamburger sandwich.
All right, okay. The offense has regressed.
Now you've got me engaged.
Oh, well, we were talking about football. You couldn't care less. But I don't eat sandwiches. What's
wrong with you? I was dozing off.
I don't like mayo, mustard. I don't like none of that stuff. So,
wow. Like a sandwich.
Yeah. All right, let's get back to chemistry with Tyreek is not the same. I don't sit up here and tell people what they want to hear. It's not the same. They do not throw the deep ball anymore. Like, how many times, like, you might see five deep balls from Tua all of 2025. Like, that's just the reality of it. He did not throw it last year. He's trying to throw it this year. Offensive line, the right side, his blind side. Come on, man. And people don't realize a quarterback has to feel comfortable in the pocket. If he doesn't feel comfortable in the pocket, and Tua admitted, he said, I'm not getting to my last read because he didn't say this part, but I don't feel comfortable like I could get to my last read. Mm-hmm. I got to get that ball out. You got to get that ball out because you don't have no protection over there. They're replacing the right guard, which, you know, and when I say we used to criticize Liam Eikenberg, you wish Liam Eikenberg was on that line right now. Then you got no tight end. Three games, they've had four passes to a tight end for 25 yards. Now, okay, you're going to get Darren Waller back. So it's a lot of factors that have contributed to why they don't look the same. But also, they are a better running team than they are a passing team. Nobody really is talking about that. Nobody pays attention to that. For this offensive line, they can run block. They suck at pass blocking, but they can run block. And the situations that they've been put in, it just says, okay, you got to stray away from the run. You got to abandon it in the second half or abandon it after the first quarter or you're trying to play catch up. And it's just been a recipe for disaster, which is why they haven't really shown their best strengths yet.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
I hate peanut butter and jelly. No.
What?
Yep. No. What
is that? Real cheese?
Nope. Don't like cheese. See
what?
That's you don't universally like known. I don't like cheese. Yeah.
You don't like cheese.
I don't like cheese. No cheeseburger. I'll eat cheese on pizza. That's it. And pizza and mozzarella sticks. That's it.
Oh my God.
Like your veggie
going on here.
Like veggie and meat? Just meat and veggies? Like
no, if I'm forced to eat a sandwich, it's just gonna be meat. Like I don't mind hot subs. Like I used to like like barbecue beef sandwiches and stuff like that. It's got to be hot. It can't be cold. I can't do it cold. No.
Oh, no. Cold sandwich.
Huh. No cold sandwich.
Pleasure.
Wow.
What you well, hold on. You wrote something in the Herald that I was reading. It's 10 issues the Dolphins need to fix fast.
Yeah.
But then I'm reading it and it's this really long extensive list of things they need to fix, and it almost seems unfixable in the short term. So I wonder, you know, you wrote it, I read it, I understand it, but man, that's a lot of stuff that they need to fix.
Well, they're an 0-3 team. And if they go to 0-4, I mean, an 0-3 in the division, you're in panic mode. You're really at, like, we got to find that panic button, because everything we're talking about, and this is the weird thing. I could see the product, and I know they're 0-3. Right now, I think we're learning Indianapolis is a little bit better than we thought they were when we started the season. I think they're this year's Minnesota, because the way they put that smackdown, it was that was a smackdown. And I think that was a little bit humbling for the Dolphins, and they're like, damn, do we stink? But now you're realizing Indianapolis is just good. I think you botched it against New England. Then Buffalo, you came up short. But I really don't think this team is as bad as they played so far this season. Now, are they playing to their strengths? They absolutely aren't. Because Tua's strength is taking care of the ball. What has he done in the first three games? He's turned the ball over. That's not his game. He's eventually going to go back to the mean. Tyreek, I don't know. Come on. We're on two seasons of contained Tyreek. This is the most dangerous man in football. Like, I would hope at some point they're going to figure it out. And if they don't figure it out, then move the man and let somebody else figure it out. But this team is not – and the defense, goodness gracious, they were a top five unit last year. Top five unit. Channing, you were a top five unit what, one or two times?
Yeah.
Like, you know how hard that is to be a top five unit?
Yeah.
And – you come back and you're the 32nd best defense in the NFL. Like, and a lot of new pieces, a lot of different parts. I think the loss of Calais Campbell was huge, because he was that guy, like, for you, Channing, where Zach would be like, watch out for this. This is coming. Yeah. And before the snap, and that would help everybody. Like, Calais would, like, pinpoint 12 plays a game. And, you know, and it allows you to play a lot better. There ain't nobody out there doing that.
But to that point about the defense, too, I go back to what Anthony Weaver said. He's like, we have to be more violent. Violent people are violent. Like, passive people aren't violent. You know what I'm saying? Like, do they have violent people to get violent?
Hold on, wait a minute. But a football player, especially a defender, maybe a cornerback isn't violent. But who doesn't like to hit somebody on defense?
I tell you, I play with all pros. Sam Madison was not violent.
Okay.
Jason Taylor wasn't violent.
Okay.
Zach was extremely violent. Peasy was violent. Truck was violent. Like, though. So, like,
okay.
Do they have violent people to take on violence?
No.
That's an issue.
And that's how they build the team. And I'm not saying they scared of dogs. This isn't like Joe Philbin, where they ran off all the dogs on the team. If you were a dog, you had to go, because Joe Philbin could not handle you. Mm-hmm. They didn't run off the dogs, but you know how dogs sometimes get off the leash, you got to pull it back? Mm-hmm. Well, if they started to pull the leash, they wasn't able to pull it back, and the dog would just go run wild in the neighborhood. And then, okay, the dog is a problem. I got to get rid of the dog. That's not how you operate in an NFL. And I don't think a team can exist and be successful without dogs. And realistically, and then people going to get in their feelings, because everybody's in their feelings in that locker room. This team doesn't have dogs. And that's just the reality of it. And
they're athletic. They have a lot of athletic people on the team.
But Anthony Weaver should know that, by the way, before you give a speech saying we need to be violent. If he doesn't know his personnel, to your point, Crowder, that's on him.
Yeah. I mean, but you could encourage it. I mean, here's the thing about the Bills game. And even before he said that, I didn't know how much dysfunction they were having on the sidelines and in the game from a communication standpoint, watching the game. And I heard about it after the game. I heard about it from Anthony Weaver today. Like, there was nothing but chaos there. And people were like, we're not getting the calls. And I'd love to hear, Channing, your perspective on that as a guy who's been the Green Dot player. How does somebody on the field not get the calls? But that's another issue. But they are just not gelling and meshing and communicating and working well together. And there's so many things you could blame on that. But it's at a point where you either got a boa or get knocked out. And that's where we are with this team. But I will say this, the second half of the Denver game, I saw a different Dolphins team. I saw a violent Dolphins team. And I was just like, wait a minute. And I even tweeted this. I was like, wait a minute. They're like playing with a whole lot more aggression and physicality than I've seen from them in a while. And so that clearly that message resonated to Weaver.
But whose fault is it when I read that the Dolphins are first in the NFL, Omar, in blitz rate, but last in literally 32nd in pressure rate defensively? Like, I'm trying to understand. Okay, they don't have dogs, but the front seven was supposed to be the best unit on this team. We were talking about them as one of the best units in the NFL. Not the best, but one of the best. And they were supposed to help the secondary from not be put under this relentless pressure. And like, okay, then clearly they're blitzing because the front seven hasn't been able to apply the proper pressure, and they're still not getting to the quarterback. Is that just a small sample size, or is that A, the Dolphins simply just don't have dogs, or B, Anthony Weaver's not calling the right defense for his personnel, which I think is a problem?
I think there's probably a little bit to that in terms of calling the right defense to his personnel, but he knows more about defense than I ever will. So I'm not going, that's not my lane. I think if they stopped the run better, they would be in better position to be aggressive or play schemes better or hunt the quarterback better on third downs. But Weaver was like, man, how many third and ones, third and twos, third and threes have we faced this season? That's a death sentence for a defense. And it's true. They really can't get anybody off the field on third downs. And you can't do that. And what's odd about it is they were number one in the NFL last year getting off the field on third downs. So you go, how do you go from being, that was literally, they couldn't create turnovers. They couldn't pressure the quarterback. But when it came to third downs and red zone, they were tight. And that's what made them a top five defense last year. And this year, they're horrible at it. And I don't think the same coach can coach two completely separate units that, and one's great at it and one's horrible at it. I don't think that's Weaver, but somebody got to be accountable for it. And it's not Mike, because Mike don't do nothing over there. Mike don't go over there. So you want to put all your problems on the offense, put them on Mike. But Weaver is responsible for that defense.
Omar, can I tell you about a sandwich called the Hockman Burger?
Yeah, I it's a burger, so it's a hot meat. I would be open to it.
So here's what's on the Hockman Burger. And by the way, it's available at Tucker Duke's Lunchbox through the month of September, so it's almost over. And $1 from every burger sold goes to Twan Russell's Russell Education Foundation. So not only do you get a good hot sandwich, you do some good with it as well. It's a half-pound burger. It's got Fritos, chili, sour cream, shredded cheddar, and raw onion.
Raw onion. Okay. I think the only thing I like on there is the meat and the raw onion.
No, that, no. Do you like the chili? The chili? Is that included in the meat or no?
No chili. I even told Solano when he was going to Cincinnati, don't do that chili, man. No,
chili's so good. That Skyline chili. Oh,
no, it's not. No, so it's good. Not.
You're on a special diet or something? You don't eat nothing.
No, I'm just picky. I said this week I'm stop eating beef because, man, you was vegan. What you talking about?
I had to sneak back into that chicken wings.
He was vegan like I have Fabio's hair.
Nine months.
You weren't vegan for 9 years.
He was vegan. That's a lie. Sneaking some wings.
Oh, it don't count at the strip club now.
He was vegan in front of his wife for 9 months.
Yeah, there you go. That's the truth.
He was vegan behind closed doors for about 3 weeks.
Omar Kelly, read his work in the Miami Herald. Follow Omar on Twitter as well for all your Dolphins updates. Appreciate you. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too, guys.
There you go, Omar Kelly. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up next. We'll get you caught up on the headlines, Dolphins injury report.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I'm just saying that I'm Hawk. We talk Tua. Hawk Tua.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.